I need to find out if any of you are still living at home with your parents. 314-969-1065. Why'd you guys decide to move out?
College.
Yeah, college.
But once you went to college,
you never went back home.
Oh, I did. I moved back in several times.
Oh,
yeah.
You strike me as the type of guy that never really wanted to leave your mom's place.
Well, no, when we lived in Alex and I lived in Springfield, Missouri. I got fired, and then we didn't really know where to go, and so we moved back, and I moved in with my mom and dad. She and I both did, and so we were like, not quite married yet at the time, but I didn't know what else to do.
Well, there's a guy who's 30, and his parents are looking to a judge to evict their son.
That's bad. Like, if you have to take it to that level.
Yeah, that's just bad parenting is what that is.
Listen to how he responds.
I'm not a burden to them in the home. They don't provide laundry or food. I just wanted, you know, a reasonable amount of time to vacate with consideration of the fact that I was not really prepared.
Okay, you're prepared. You've had 30 years. Well, I'll give you this. You've had over 10 years to figure it out.
I mean, what parent sues their child, though? Like, come on. I mean, have a conversation. Don't sue your son.
They've been trying for a really long time to get him to move out. They've even offered him money. They have, like, letters that they've written to him where they gave him, like, over $1,000. And they said, here's, you know, a deposit on an apartment, and he won't move. So they've had to take it to this point.
Something else going on in that house.
To support myself at the time where I was served these notices, I don't see why the judge wants to throw people out on the street. Well, we don't talk. We stay out of each other's way. There's been no instances of anything.
So there you go.
They just want to walk around their house naked. Is that too much to ask?
That was my point.
They should do it. That would get him to move. If your mom and dad walked around the house naked, you'd be like, oh, I'm moving out right now.
I moved out when I was 17, and I never went back.
Yeah, my brother and my sister-in-law and their child are about to move in with her parents, and not because anyone's, you know, in any type of distress.
Financial stress or anything.
They're making this choice, and it's their plan for their foreseeable future.
Hey, don't they call that
laundry gets done?
Multi-generational family is what they're calling it. And
no
I know in some cultures that's really normal.
Stupid.
So I don't judge their decision. I just would personally not do it myself. I like the privacy of my own house.
I like having the room.
Yeah,
you know, like, I wouldn't mind moving. I wonder if my mom and dad would let me move back in with them at this point.
Let's call your mom and ask.
All right, we'll do that. We'll call Wendy and we will say, will you let Brando move back in? Are we taking the children too? Is it
everybody.
You and the kids?
Yeah, everybody.
And
she's
going to
say yes, guaranteed.
Yeah, or she can move in with us. Her and dad can move in with us. How's that? I'll give them two options.
You got to move in with them.
Hello?
Ask your dad.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Big question for you. So Alex and I have been talking, and you know the house is nice, but it's just, you know, it's really expensive, and we just think it might be best if we move back in with you.
No way.
All right, is mom there? I need to talk to mom.
You can come, but nobody else.
Now, wait, why wouldn't you want your beloved grandchildren to be in the house?
Hello?
Wendy.
Hello.
Wendy.
Hello.
Would you let Brando and his kids and his wife move into your house?
Well, sure I would, but I kind of like the idea when he said we could just move in with them.
Yeah,
I thought they might go for that. We could finish the basement, and you guys could live in the basement, and...
That's right.
But what are you going to do with your bar, that fancy bar you have in your basement?
You would probably want to keep the bar, right?
Oh, sure. Sure, I'm used to that bar.
Yeah.
Boy, you and your mom are cut from the same cloth.
Well, yeah, we are.
100%. Your dad, on the other hand, he's like, no way, you're not coming back.
Hey, who did he want to come back? Me. I can come back. None of the other hooligans.